The other day, I learned two new terms, agent boss and frontier firm. And I immediately thought, oh wow, I can finally be the boss of something. Both of these terms I found in the latest Work Trend Index annual report published by Microsoft on April 23rd, 2025. The article defines frontier firms as companies structured around on-demand intelligence empowered by hybrid teams of humans plus agents. These companies scale rapidly, operate with agility, and generate value faster, and illustrates the journey to becoming a frontier firm in a three-phased approach. Phase one, humans with assistants. Every employee has an AI assistant that helps them work better and faster. Phase two, human agent teams. Agents join teams as digital colleagues, taking on specific tasks at human direction. And phase three, human-led, agent-operated. Humans set direction and agents execute business processes and workflows, checking in as needed. And it's in this final third phase that every employee becomes an agent boss, which by the way is defined as someone who builds, delegates to, and manages agents to amplify their impact, working smarter, scaling faster, and taking control of their career in the age of AI. Now, the article says that it used seven indicators to identify who has an agent boss mindset, comparing company leaders in light blue to employees in dark blue. These indicators are familiarity with agents, regular AI usage, trust AI for high stakes work, expect to manage agents, use AI as a thought partner, see AI as a career accelerator, and saving 1 hour or more daily with AI. And I'm guessing many of you watching can already check off some of these boxes today, which is great because AI skilling and digital labor are top workforce strategies for company leaders. Which brings me to something tactical and the question this video poses. How can you become an agent boss today, fast track your company to phase three, and secure your career? Now, we already have the tools and the technology, so let me share my thoughts on this. By the way, welcome to Collaboration Simplified. My name is Shervin Chaffee, and I work at Microsoft as a co-pilot principal technical specialist. I've been bossing around agents for about a year now. It's fun, and I'm happy to share with you everything that I've learned. First, you need the Microsoft 365 Copilot license, which is for work, by the way, not family or personal use. Most agent features you build are included with it, as you can see in this graphic. You can also see what we will charge for additionally using messages, which costs about a cent a message, like autonomous triggers, for example. Second, and this is very important, you'll need to start blending in business workflows with technical solutions. It's perfectly fine to create agents for your own personal use, and that's a great starting point. But if you start scaling your agents to solve business pain points and automate workflows, now we're talking. You're gonna get noticed. Here's some examples of the types of work various lines of businesses are engaged in. What workflow do you think you can automate in your business? Now that we've got some of the basics out of the way, it's time to start thinking about building agents. I propose a crawl, walk, run approach, which overlays nicely with the agent spectrum that goes from simple to advanced. On the simple side, I'd use Agent Builder to build some simple agents, either just for yourself or to share with your colleagues. And as you become more comfortable with agents and want to move to the middle part of the spectrum, now is a good time to get access to Copilot Studio and start building in there. Remember that business workflow and automation tip? Here's one that automates HR vacation booking with a connection to ServiceNow. Remember, you're not locked in just to Microsoft products. You can easily connect these agents to non-Microsoft applications. There are many other ideas that I'm sure you can come up with for your specific business. Share them in the comments. And finally, to be a top-notch agent boss, you're gonna need to make autonomous agents. Agents that automatically run in the background and do work that you tell them to do. This is really cool stuff, and it's only going to get better as we add features like agents controlling agents. Which reminds me, you can easily get into agent sprawl, too many agents. And the article talks about dialing in the human to agent ratio. Too few agents per person, you'll underutilize both agentic and human resources, leaving potential efficiencies on the table. Too many agents per person, this overwhelms the human capacity for applying judgment and decision making, introducing business risk and potential employee burnout. But with the optimal balance, agents enhance productivity and innovation while humans provide robust guidance and oversight. Oh, and as cool as it is to build your own agents, don't forget that there is an app store with pre-built agents that you can use already. With that, I hope you now have some concrete steps you can take to become an agent boss. And for your next video, I recommend you watch this. It'll go into more details about the different types of agents, demos, how they're built, and provide links to other videos with step-by-step building instructions. Don't forget to give this video a like, and I'll catch you on the next one.